Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Center for Biological Diversity has offered a reward of $2,500 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the poisoning death of a dog owned by a scientist and researcher, Dr. Murad Gabriel of Blue Lake. Gabriel's dog, Nixo, died on February 3rd after eating raw meat that had been laced with a lethal substance used in rat poison. Officials at the Center for Biological Diversity suspect that the poisoning of the dog was due to Gabriel's work in researching the effects of rat poison on the wildlife. The center is working to get the rat poison banned from use, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department. Two South Dakota men are in federal prison sentenced for their role in a Humboldt County pot case. Sean McFarland and Sam Feifel were convicted for their role in distributing hundreds of pounds of marijuana. And they've been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison with no chance of parole. Two others involved in the case will be sentenced next week. College of the Redwoods trustees are trying to calm waters in Fort Bragg. They're planning to close a satellite campus there and are holding a trustees meeting there. They're expected to hear from angry constituents who fear losing the classes offered there. CR trustees are trying to save money. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza announces his plans to retire after holding the position for almost 6 years. Mendoza has had an extensive career working for the city stretching back to 1982 when he joined the police department. He eventually became police chief in 2002, and by 2008 he took on the role of city manager. Mendoza commented on his decision to retire.
It's the right time for myself and my family, and also for the city to see some change and to go forward.
Mendoza reflected on the city's accomplishments during his time in office.
My advice for my successor would be to be accessible and to take good notes and make sure that you keep good communications with the public and your staff. It does take some long meetings sometimes because we do have a lot of opinions that need to be listened to and considered before you make a decision. But I really think that while the process takes a long time and people get frustrated sometimes with how long it takes, I think it's the best way for public policy to include everybody before the final decisions are made when you're using public money and public resources.
Mendoza retires on July 7th, and city council members will begin the search for his replacement soon, a search Mendoza will take part in. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. And now, with our community, here is Dan Squires.
It's been raining in Northern California and in Southern Oregon. It's been raining a lot, in fact. The region has seen a series of winter storms over the past week that has left streams and creeks running high and residents welcoming the precipitation, even if it was a bit extreme in Del Norte and Curry counties. While the rain is very welcome, it will do little to offset the impacts drought is having in our region, as well as in the rest of California and other regions of Oregon. Ranchers in both California and Oregon are selling stock because they can't grow enough feed to provide for their herds, and that means they have to spend money purchasing enough food for cattle. Add in the loss or potential loss of crops due to drought in the Central Valley, and humans will see higher prices at the grocery store for their fruits and vegetables. Both the state and federal governments have taken steps to address drought issues, but money can only go so far in regions where water is an important currency in the economic health of our communities.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.